To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How much is this something Republicans wanted to avoid in the 2026 gubernatorial race?
Well, on a avoidance scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most avoidance, it would be a 10. He's a very attractive candidate, and if at least Stefanik had not declared, he probably would have been everybody's next choice to be the gubernatorial candidate. But, you know, the last thing the Republican Party needs in a state where it's down over 3 million votes is a divisive, expensive primary. So this is not a welcome development at all.
How much of a threat could Blakeman be to Stefanik?
Well, you know, you never know about primaries because they're lower turnouts. She's got all of the institutional support any candidate could ask for. I mean, the state party, county chairs, town chairs across the state have lined up behind her. There's been a lot of excitement and buzz about her. I'm kind of surprised he decided to jump in that pool of water with everything stacked against him. He obviously thinks he may have a window here to pull off an upset, because I think at this point it would be considered an upset. You know, I've been following his numbers in the Siena poll. He's been tested for several months, and he's just not known. That's his biggest problem outside of Nassau County. He's an unknown. So he's going to have to spend a lot of money early just to get his name known. So, it's going to be a tough road to hoe. But again, primaries are funny things. Her advantage now is she's got the support of the party structure, the party organizations, and that's usually what wins primaries is getting that vote out, and that takes organization and structure.
How could this affect the chances of whoever wins Stefanik or Blakeman in the general election in November 2026?
Well, it could affect it in a negative way. I mean, you know, primaries can get nasty, and people get upset, they get mad, they hold grudges. And they say, well, I'm not going to vote for the winner. And that usually dissipates by election time. But again, a party that's down 3 million votes, this is not something it needs at all. Democrats can survive with that kind of vote overlay. Not, you know, Republicans are going to have a tough, tough situation, even with the United Party and the non-primary situation in beating an incumbent governor with huge amounts of money. She's already got over $10 million in the bank. She'd probably double that easily. It's a tough road to hoe when everything lines up for Republicans, and this is one curveball the party does not need.
Could having to spend money on a primary hurt their chances of trying to defeat Kathy Hochul or trying to keep up with Kathy Hochul spending come November 2026? I mean, they're already at a disadvantage as far as voter registration.
Oh, yeah. It's tough raising money against an incumbent governor in New York, because an incumbent governor has so much power to help friends and punish enemies. And so it's tough raising money against an incumbent. Any money you spend during a primary is money you can't spend in a general election. And so, you know, there's only a finite amount of money out there for a challenger in New York. And every dollar spent in a primary is a dollar that's probably not going to get spent in November.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.